podcast go.
It's time.
It's time. It's Emmy time.
Oh, boy. And Nick actually watched the Emmys.
I don't believe I actually watched
the Emmys. He watched the whole show.
I never watch award shows for any reason. I will watch maybe, whatever, the best picture for the Oscars, just because it's always on at like 12:30.
It's just funny because you whined and whined.
I did not whine. I just said I wasn't going to watch it.
I can't be bothered. And yet, you watched it live, the whole show.
Uh-huh. And I watched the online version on this little system here at the same time. And the delay, I heard things on here because there was no delay. And the television version.
So you had the TV on and then you had this on too?
Yeah.
So,
there's no way to make it be perfect because the 7-second delay did not exist on here. It existed on the system. Our studio audience is just bored to tears. Our studio audience is lying down. They're not being compensated for this. We didn't even have any pre-show entertainment.
No.
There's nobody to rile up the crowd because.
Nope.
You know, all we could get is a crack addict. And there he is.
Well,
oh, he's up there. There he is.
Well, your first thoughts on the show? I mean, as far as Jimmy Fallon as a host.
Jimmy Fallon was a competent host.
Competent. I thought he was really good.
He did the best he could do for what the material he was given. Well, that's what I have to say about him.
Because you haven't watched.
I wasn't disappointed. I have nothing to base it on previously.
Yeah, you don't watch the Emmys. I've watched him probably the past. I know I've watched him at least the past 2 years, the whole thing. And before that, I think I watched. I came in sometime after the Katherine Heigl one or whatever.
I watched. I've seen him on SNL, and that's it.
I've watched the show. It's funny.
Can't be bothered to watch
it. You can't be bothered to watch it. But you can be bothered to watch the Emmys.
Okay, the reason I watch the Emmys is I have a television in my living room that has a converter box so I can watch the local NBC station. I fell asleep on my couch and I had the computer.
And you woke up and Billy Bush was in your face and he said...
It was more or less. He was going, listen to me. Look, hold on. Let me put this cock out of my mouth. Emmy time. And there he was. And so I thought... And I'd read...
And you were like, oh boy. What a show.
I'd read in the previous day from Oh No They Didn't that they were going to do some special online gimmick. So that sucked me in. I said, well, I'll watch a little bit of it. I did not plan on watching the entire, you know, 3.5 hours. It just happened. I didn't plan on it at first.
It just happened.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable show overall.
The opening number where they kind of riffed on Glee and they did I don't remember who was in it. It was like, well, I know John Hamm was in it with Betty
it's like
White.
Everybody was in it, I think.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought it was really funny. Joel McHale was in it. I mean, it was really good. So that really hooked me. And then I think it pretty much
you watched it on delay.
I watched it on delay.
I managed to spoil the Emmys. They deliberately did the Emmys this year where they were live on West and East Coast. So you couldn't be spoiled. I managed to spoil somebody on the Emmys.
Not really, but sort of.
I see, oh, Aaron Paul won. Well, god damn it.
No, you didn't. Well, I didn't see. I was genuinely surprised for that one. But, so I watched it on delay and I was really happy. I mean, I don't think I've ever watched an award show and actually just been happy when it was over. Just really pleased with the show overall, pleased with the winners, because usually you're just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I think for comedy, I really liked the montages they did, and then they had Jim Parsons won. I was really happy with that. Edie Falco, that was expected for Nurse Jackie, even though that's not really a comedy.
She's not a comedian.
A 30-minute drama.
And she explains she's not a comedian.
Yeah. She said, I'm not even funny. And it's not really... It's kind of.
I wasn't aware Nurse Jackie was a comedy.
It's
until
a dark. It's a dark. It's about as much of a comedy as Breaking Bad, you know. Hmm. Honestly.
Okay, fair enough.
It's good though. I mean, it's a 30-minute drama though. Yeah.
You don't have the list in front of us of Emmy winners, but or the categories.
No, I remember the important ones.
All right, let's start at the least important. What do you think is the least important Emmy that they awarded on this telecast?
Mad Men for writing. No, I don't know. Just because Matthew Weiner is a douche. Just is.
What was the best miniseries that cleaned up? It's not the Pacific, but the one with...
Temple Grandin.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I really enjoyed it.
So is the point of it, she has autism and dresses up like a cowboy?
No, she's she has autism and she... what does she do? She designs a new kind of herding system for cows, I believe.
Accidentally, she dresses as a cowboy.
Yeah, because she's... I forget where they are. Like,
she's an autistic lesbian.
Well...
I think she just, like, dressing like Roy Rogers, like a boy. Or Will Rogers.
So I just kept seeing her wave from the eye.
Hey, let me stand up again. And then at the end, she's like, Mom, stand up. Hi.
Yeah, Claire Danes.
Claire Danes, who I did not recognize her, because she looks nothing like
her. She wasn't crying in a hallway or she just in a doorway.
I didn't recognize her anymore.
That's what she won for.
She won for my daughter's a tard.
She won for... We're the same age.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I've never heard of it.
You do.
I haven't gone out to the theater in so long,
It's been so long.
I'm going to ask our studio audience now to stop inciting my co-host. Because that's just not nice.
Culkin Freak.
Culkin Freak.
Oh, Christ. What other awards were there?
All right, moving on.
Let's go on to the best drama.
Best drama. Well, that's... Yeah. Well, we got to build up to that.
Oh,
well, we're right. In comedy. They sectioned it all out into comedy, drama, and reality.
Variety show.
Yeah, so comedy, they had Jane Lynch, who won, and that was expected for Glee.
For Glee.
Yeah. And, you know, they might as well have not even nominated anybody else because she was going to win. And Eric Stone Street for Modern Family. Which I knew somebody from Modern Family would win, most likely.
And Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory. I mean, have you watched The Big Bang Theory?
Or just... I've seen a few episodes of it, but I've not sat and watched the whole series yet. I've
not
seen
like
an episode, a selected episode here and there. Like whenever there was the Christmas gift or birthday present.
Oh, God.
That's the only one I've
really funny. When he got the Leonard Nimoy napkin.
Gosh, the same one? No, it might have been the one where he... had to get an equal gift, and so he ended up just buying
hundreds of gifts.
Yeah,
that's the same one, because he has to buy Penny all the gift baskets. He's like, it's not enough, is it? That's really funny. But I like the show. I was really happy he won. He looked kind of sick.
That's how he looks.
Yeah.
You see his chest, his cheeks sort of caved in.
Yeah.
Because he's doing And the Baden played on, too. Something like that.
Yeah,
he's just gone. That's
something like Philadelphia, too.
Go Phillies.
The Philadelphia experiment's not an experiment anymore.
I think directing, I don't know. Glee won somewhere. I think Glee won directing, maybe. I don't know. But then you go into drama.
Drama, which... That one.
That one was the one where that was the one where Nick tried to spoil me. Well, he
didn't
know.
I didn't try to spoil it. I thought you were watching it.
No, I know. He thought I was watching it. He was like, well, of course
had no plans on watching the show at all. And...
Well, I had my phone charging. And so I'm watching the show, and it comes to, like, Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. And I was like, I really wanted Aaron Paul to win for Breaking Bad. And I want him to win. I didn't think he was going to win. I was like, it's probably going to go to Terry O'Quinn. Let's face it. And he won. And I was like, holy shit, he just won. And I think he said the same. He probably said the same.
Well, I think they both...
Oh, dear God. I just...
What were their nominated episodes? His nominated episode was Half Measures.
Half Measures. Which
was Cranston's
which we talked
episode.
About.
What was...
Cranston was Full Measure.
Okay.
So they had to watch him.
Well, that was his finest hour on that episode.
Oh,
so.
He won for...
Run.
Your boss is gonna need is gonna need me. 63-53 Juan Thibault. Absolutely.
That's six.
I told you when we talked about it when we did our podcast, I mean that was both of those episodes are definitely like Emmy winning episodes.
I guess that's why it was fair making, you know, have one for one actor and one for the other.
Yeah. But so when he won I was gonna text you. And then I pulled my phone up, and you're like, oh, they're cleaning up. And I was like, Oh, put it away. Put it away. Put it away.
Don't want to spoil this.
Don't want to spoil it.
So. I figured out that you were watching on delay when you told me, oh, that Ricky Gervais bit was pretty funny about an hour later.
Yeah, I know.
With Bucky Gunts.
That was hilarious.
I can't believe I can say that.
Yeah. But,
it's live.
But I think it was, yeah, I couldn't believe he won. I mean, I was really happy that he won. He deserved it. Yeah,
Cranston wasn't as much of a surprise.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean, remember we talked about what would have happened if Cranston won and Paul didn't.
And that show would be, there would have to be recasting that show.
Yes.
Jane Kaczmarek and, I don't know, just move old RJ up to the main slot.
Why not?
Nah, I'm just Walt. No, you're Walter Jr. Nah, Walt, Dad.
He'll take over.
I get to park my Aztec in the handicap space.
Absolutely.
So but, that's a drama. Drama went to, if you count the miniseries dramas. And
well, drama.
Pacific, where everybody's nominated.
But that's
for
I guess that's in miniseries. Directing for drama, though, went to Dexter for the last, for the one we've spoiled.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now. No.
She's dead.
Julie Benz dies.
In real life.
Yeah, she did die. just now.
But, yeah, so I was happy about that. That was, like, I think that was the only award. Well, John Lithgow won for guest actor.
Only previously announced awards.
Right. And, well, then, if we're talking about those, yeah, Neil Patrick Harris won for that awful... His awful
that episode of Glee.
That awful. Oh god, that episode.
Glad
was,
I never saw
it. Was so bad. It really was. He played Brian Ryan.
What was his competition?
I don't remember. Oh well, Mike O'Malley from Glee, who you hate.
I love Mike O'Malley. He's a great character actor, and you met him, and I wish you'd killed him then. I wish you'd just taken a header right off the aggro crag and just crushed his ass. You put him out of the misery, and I you know, I could see Moira hosting. Maybe they'll have her on Glee.
Maybe.
At some point.
Why not? They're having everybody else on there.
She'll wear her
ref shirt. Bryan Cranston will be on there.
Well, might as well. I'm going, listen, I can't get nominated for my show, but I can get nominated for this one.
Absolutely. He'll be like, I'm found a loophole. I'll get nominated for Saturday Night Live.
We've got comedies out of the way. We did most of the dramas. Mad Men won.
Again.
For... Yeah.
Well, yeah, it won for the third time. Bryan Cranston won for the 18th time. Or the third time.
Third time.
They cannot win. The Breaking Bad cannot win next year. They're not eligible.
To what was
because it's not coming
what
back.
What was his reaction to this when as Bryan Cranston found out this news?
It's bullshit.
he was surprised. He wasn't aware. Like it was the first to be he'd been notified of this.
I thought I was gonna win 5 Emmys for this role.
Yeah, he may win for year 5.
I think if they do a fifth honestly, year. I think he's done.
He'll do one more year. Well, this last season.
Yeah.
They'll say they're going to a fifth one and they'll kill him off.
They'll kill everybody. Just die.
Kill everybody, but...
RJ Meddy.
No, they'll kill him too. They'll have him walk into traffic.
Will they kill the baby?
No, the baby will be the one who lives.
What about the baby?
Anna Gunn will just... have her titties impaled or something. I don't know how. It'll happen.
What about Badger and Skinny Pete?
They'll escape. They're, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be two meth heads and a baby. they're gonna escape and... it'll be, where can raise this baby, dude? We're going to rename her Church.
How are Walt and Jesse going to go out?
Jesse's...
It's going to be some creative
Jesse's going to cry himself to death. Then Walt will just... He's going to have the happiest news, and he's going to go to that doctor's office and go, I'm cancer-free. He's going to fall down an elevator shaft.
Oh, you're horrible.
That's going to be it. Anna Gunn will, like I said, will be impaled at something at that car dealership she worked at or whatever the hell. RJ Mitty will just walk into traffic. Cause he'll go, oh, well, looks like light's good for me. He'll drop his little palsy stick, and that'll be it. He'll move out. We already know that.
He's gonna cry himself.
I don't know what happened to Saul. He will cross the wrong person, and
he's probably done pretty soon anyway.
And,
but you never know.
And, oh, what's the other guy's name?
Gus?
No, not Gus.
Gus.
Gus will continue. Well, three men. Gus will be the third man. Because he's
gonna... Gus, Skinny Pete, Badger, and the baby.
That's exactly right. Whoever, the one who works with
Gus.
Oh,
Marie and Hank.
Oh, no, oh, well, Hank is going to start walking and just drop of a heart attack. And Marie will go to prison. She will go back into her kleptomania.
And she'll go.
And she'll end up, you know, probably robbing somebody.
Why not?
Because she's going to go, that's how my kleptomania works. No, that's armed robbery. And that's it. That's what's going to happen. That's my synopsis for season 4 of Breaking Bad.
Maybe season 5. Let's hope for season 5.
Yeah. Well, I hope it happens. Something happens if they don't make it to season 5.
You want this ending.
I want Jane to come back from the dead.
Why not?
Her corpse comes back and...
They brought her back once.
That's what happened. Her corpse will come back and that's how he'll fall down the elevator shaft. She'll push... All right, so that's best drama.
Best drama with the bad men. Ugh. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
I guess I should watch that show before I judge it. But I really don't. I don't have a want.
Don't watch it. I mean, it's good, but
maybe I'll watch The Waking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yeah, I'm gonna watch
that. That looks fascinating.
It does. I'm excited.
And they've already renewed it for season 2.
I know.
And they've just
and they have directors from Breaking Bad, so I'm like,
well, in that case,
best Drake. You know, Breaking Bad plus zombies. I'm in for this. So I'm excited for this. I think it comes in October. So
yeah, that'll make it. That'll kill some time before July.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this. No, I did actually when it won Best Actor, it won Best Supporting Actor. I was like, oh well, maybe it will actually win Best Drama. No.
Nah.
But that's okay. I think. What else did we go? What else happened? Well, variety show. Which went to
Variety Reality.
The Daily Show.
You had Amazing Race, which didn't win.
Top Chef won. They were
completely surprised at that because there was no. They did not expect to win.
Yeah. We didn't talk. For drama, I guess Kira Sedgwick won. That was an upset because people thought it was going to be Julianna Margulies for The Good Wife.
Do you realize she's just acting how she always acts?
And then they gave it to that Archie. Panami, or whatever her name is.
Oh, Punjabi. old Dottie McArchie. She's like, oh, listen. Hello. Could you order the other foods? Because I'm out of curry. Would you like some Dr. Ganesh?
Is that what she said? This has done wonders for my career, thank you.
Yeah, so you're never going to hear from me again, but hey.
What's the good wife?
I did not hear. I didn't even know who she was as she was on stage. I was like, who are?
I don't know. I think that's when I went to go get my phone to try.
Are you an outsourced or?
I don't know. So that was a.
There's a lot of different stuff for variety. Too. Variety and miniseries. What are the shows won from variety?
Well, variety. I guess I don't know.
Idol didn't win.
No, that was reality. Well, Daily Show won, but I like their clips that they showed. We were talking about that. We wanted Conan to win. We're Team Coco.
Yeah, Conan's clip was just an intro to the, oh, welcome to Night Show, and then just looked like Oklahoma City building blowing up.
Yeah, that was funny.
And Conan just had to stare at the screen like, eh, well.
What do you want?
Hey, I cannot allow to say anything, so.
Yeah.
I signed that big check. He's coming to me, his new show will be called Conan.
Yeah.
On TBS.
Mm.
Hope that goes well.
Yeah, me too. But what else? I'm trying to think of what else. They had a couple of pretty good bits on the Emmys. They had the thing, the Modern Family thing. That was funny. We talked about with the 3D thing.
Yeah.
And George Clooney. I didn't even watch his award. I just skipped through it.
Oh, and his was like, I'm humanitarian.
Blah, blah, blah.
I hate paparazzi.
Skip. And there was Julianna Margulies.
We're going to make ER again. No, we're not.
I'm giving you the war. She's probably won.
She's probably won for something before and just did not deserve it.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. I've never seen The Good Wife, so I can't judge.
You don't like a show with cheating Mr. Big? Law and Order Senator?
Law and Order Senator. No, you know, whatever. Maybe I'll watch it one day. Maybe. We'll see. Not right now. Wait till it's canceled.
Exactly. Then just watch every episode and go, man, this is quality programming. Oh, wait. No, it's not. It's drivel.
It's drivel.
What do you think of that new Jimmy Smith show?
What's that?
Where he's on the Supreme Court and then he retires.
Oh, I saw a preview for that.
Yeah, that'll get canceled.
Most likely.
I used to be pretty good at telling on a preview for a show whether it would make it or whether it would be canceled.
So what's going to make it?
I would have to see the list. Maybe that'll be for our fall TV season. Well, okay. Maybe not next week if we don't do 9/11.
We're going to do something. It might be the day after, but we're doing 9/11.
That's right. We'll do the 9/12 podcast with Glenn Beck.
Yes. I mean, I like I said, I like the montages. I like the comedy montage, the drama montage. I thought it was funny that they had like these minute long or, you know, 30-second long segments from like CSI and whatnot. They had like 2 seconds of Breaking Bad and people were like screaming and going crazy. Like, 2 seconds of that, 2 seconds. Well,
how about the Jimmy Fallon's tribute to the shows gone by?
That was funny. I liked that. He was Elton John.
He was
Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
What was the third one he did? The rap one.
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men. Oh, that's right. End of the Road.
It's So Hard to Say. Or something like that.
Yeah, so it was what? 24, Lost, and is it the show?
I don't know.
First one was 24.
Lost.
What was the It's Hard to Say Goodbye. What was the third show at the end of this year? Audience? What's the third show that ended this previous year? 24, Lost.
Nothing.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for
that. What we're requesting is that you do a Google search and please tell us, because I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, we don't.
And this computer's tied up currently.
I don't know.
What am I looking for? Lost.
What was the show that ended?
Say Jimmy Fallon, 24, Lost, and it should tell you what the third show is. Entourage?
No. Shit.
I'm going to hate it once I remember.
It was some kind of drama. I wonder if it was nominated. Was it nominated for best drama? Not Dexter.
Lost,
no.
24, Law and Order.
Law and Order. That's what it was.
All
right. Show would have been on for 26 years. And that would never come to me. Right. Mainly because there are four other Law and Orders still in the air.
Never come to me either.
Yeah, that new show, whatever, the Law and Order LA.
Whatever. LA what Law.
Exactly.
L.A. Law and Order.
L.A. Law and Order. That's what they should call
they
it.
They should.
L.A. Law and Order.
Starring Jimmy Smits.
Hell, you could probably get Corbin Burnson back.
Why not?
He's not doing anything else.
He's on Psych.
He's on Psych, and he's on soaps from time to time. Mm. General Hospital.
I'm trying to think of what else happened on the Emmys.
The hell? That wasn't the app that I was expecting. I was expecting a completely different one.
No.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else. I think that's about it. I mean, it was overall satisfying winners. You know,
I was pleased with the show, and like I said, considering I don't watch
award shows,
I don't watch award shows, I was happy that I picked this one.
Yeah, it turned out to be good.
There were no dull spots. They kept it pretty.
I mean, they did. They kept
pretty
it
tight
going,
on, you know.
And it ended on time.
Yeah, so the online feed had something you could watch backstage. It was a camera sort of focus with sound on Jimmy Fallon, him too. They did one for the green room where for half of it, for some unknown reason, you had Evan Longoria and her husband sitting there for no reason. I mean, they're just staring at the screen, so I don't know why they stood back there. But it was a revolving group in the green room, so finally, near the end, like your last two presenters were Tom Selleck and Ted Danson, and you saw them it was just weird seeing them both together. Tom Selleck with his dyed hair, but perfect toupee. Perfect. And that you know it's fake, but you don't care.
Then yeah, because you texted me and you're like, those are the best.
If you'd just seen him, it was a contrast. And Ted Danson's is completely white. He has a goatee now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he's completely bald, but it's perfect. the hair matches up. I'm just impressed the amount of money spent on hair product. To me, it was good. I mean, you have to see the picture.
What, was Steve Gutler?
No, he wasn't there.
No. Dan, well,
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, Dan Aykroyd.
He's like, listen.
Ted Danson.
He came to Ocala not too long ago.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah. He has this vodka he sells in a skull. Yeah, crystal skull. And he came to Ocala for a signing like sometime.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. Late 2009, so. He was there for a couple hours, so you'd buy a bottle and he signed it, so.
Hmm. I'd be like, I loved you in Gross Point Blank.
You know, I loved you in Sacred, or the TV show I actually watched he was in. Where he was a priest.
Priest on the Harley?
Yeah, but that show.
I know what you're talking about, actually, now.
Actually, I watch a show. I can't remember the title. It was like Sacred or Saved or...
Hmm.
Good little show.
Well, you didn't watch... So, Nick's going to watch Modern Family now.
Yeah, I will. Well, once I get the...
Because we didn't even talk about that. I think they pretty much cleaned up.
Yeah, they cleaned up for comedies.
Like, Glee didn't. No, I think no one else cleaned up.
Jane Lynch,
and well, Temple Grandin, but I don't really care about that.
She wasn't on Glee.
No, I'm just saying that cleaned up. As far as Emmys, yeah, that would be funny.
I got autism.
We'll sing a song about
it. Hey, hi, Mama. So, that would be her song. Modern Family, I will watch it. I will get the DVD set from Netflix when it's available and actually enjoy it. It's been in the vein that I have a lot of shows that I need to watch that I just haven't. You got me into Breaking Bad.
I did.
Pretty late in the game.
Well, now you gotta wait till July.
Well, we have to wait till July.
We've talked about it, but that's okay. I've accepted it.
So I will not tend to get into shows until I know their fate, so then I can enjoy it. If I hadn't watched Lost since the beginning, I would watch Lost now just in an extended marathon.
Are you mad Lost didn't win anything?
Not really, no, because the last season sucked. So they didn't deserve to win anything.
People thought that they would win, like, best drama. I guess some people were upset. Well, a lot of people were...
I was upset the Mad Men won, but I didn't see any episodes of it. But judging on the shows I had seen and the best drama, I don't know how do they win. Are they that well written, or are they just that much popular?
People like it. I mean, it's just a... But when you heard... The thing was, you judge by the crowd, because when you heard... The crowd like go crazy for Breaking Bad. You kind of were like, well, maybe it really is winning. I mean, I don't know.
And you heard the muted version because the TV when they tamped it down, the online version you heard it as
when,
an auditorium, and I had to turn the sound down on that one.
For supporting actor, you could tell who was winning. I mean, it was very obvious that it was kind of like John Slattery, Martin Short, his wife's dead, They were like, people were screaming. I mean, so when Breaking Bad was announced, I mean, it was kind of like, maybe they really won't win, but it was like, Matthew Weiner sucks some cock, I guess. And
They won their last two awards that are probably going to win for a while.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Unless season 5 is really good. Or no, season 4.
Season 4. With the elevator show. I think they'll go for 5.
So what does the range have to be for you to qualify for the Emmys?
What do you mean?
Do you have to complete your season...
Well, they're not starting the new season until July of 2011, and the nomination...
So it won't be for... Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so they'll be eligible for 2012. Hmm. They'll still be eligible for Golden Globes.
I wonder if Bryan Cranston will even go. He'll be like, I'm not going. What point do I have to even go this year?
I'm telling you.
I would hope he doesn't go. I want him filming the show or
anything. But watch him get on something like... Or he'll get nominated, because he is hosting Saturday Night Live.
In that case,
if he's really good, I mean, he might get... Something like
well,
that.
Hopefully that's his element. I'll watch that episode of SNL.
I'm looking forward to that.
They didn't say when it was. He just will be on
the upcoming
season.
I think it's going
to
be October, like the 1st or 2nd of October.
You'll have to remind me, because my DVR only goes like 2 weeks out. So,
yeah, I'll
to record
it. Because I think I have it set up to tape new episodes, so mine will record. But, I mean, that's going to be really funny. So, because he's a funny guy.
He's a comedic actor first.
Yep. So, we'll... Cool.
Have some Fraggle Rock.
That was good. It must be some kind of crystal meth.
I like John Hodgman.
Yeah, I do too.
I have a couple of his audiobooks.
He did the commentary last year too. It was really funny. But, I don't know, do you have any final parting thoughts on the Emmys?
Final parting thoughts for the Emmys.
Are you going to ever watch them again?
Maybe.
Depends. If the opportunity
if
presents
they, if, they, if I'm sitting on my couch again and decide I don't want to get up. I have the computer here. I have a remote. I'm not getting up. I think that's what it was.
I find Jimmy Fallon tolerable. Perhaps I will watch these.
If they get him to host next year, I'll think about giving it a go. If they go to... Who they could possibly go to that I would not stand for them to host?
Matthew Weiner. Matthew Morrison.
Matthew
Perry.
Matthew LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
I'd rather not have him host. I'm like, hey, Joe. No, just somebody shoot him.
Matthew Fox. I can go on. Maybe not. I don't know.
Matthew Shepard. Wow, we got a real captive audience here.
Matthew Shepard.
You know, I can't decide who's going to win this show, but I'm on the fence. So. It could be anybody who could win this one. So we even got a 30-minute version out of this one, unless we keep going. But I know our other listener wants us to keep it short. So.
I think the Matthew.
Let's have the Matthew Shepard.
God.
Oh, they're hosting this episode from Colorado.
I thought it was Wyoming.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. Some place where they don't like their kind, I guess.
God. And the.
And the winner is...
Modern Family.
Tina Brandon. For the Temple Brandon story. Well, who cares? They both look like men.
Jesus. Well, join us next week when we really go to hell.
Join us next week for our most fascinating one ever.
This podcast is going straight to hell.
This next episode is going to bring down the house.
There
won't be a dry eye in the house.
You know what? At least we're going first class. You know, all the other bitches are riding. Coach.
That's right. Yeah. We're going first class, so we hit that window first. So, all right. See you next week. Enjoy the music.
Girl, I love and I'm like, and fuck you. Ooh, I kissed the change in my pocket, wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you and fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with you. Now ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. With the fuck you. Oh,
Yeah.